presentation of
the Lion and the Cub podcast.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lion and the Cub podcast. This is season 2, episode 31. This is our game 14 of the 2022 season, a preview to this week's upcoming game between the New York Jets, Jets. I have an intro here that I would like to read for you all, but before we get to the intro, I'd like to introduce my co-host, the Lion. How are you doing today, Lion?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm a little tired. We're still recovering from an illness this week.
It seems like
everybody's been catching a little bit of a bug.
Everybody's got the bug going on, except those of us that never leave our house. Yes, no doubt about it. But it's a cold, snow-covered. I don't know. Is it snow-covered up in the tram?
I don't know if it was snowing. It snowed.
It's snow-covered here. I don't know if you have a window that sees outside, but
I do. It's just blocked by my big monitor. Hold on. Let me take a peek underneath real quick.
You know what they say, guys, with monster trucks and big monitors, they're making up for something.
Well, it would be your fault, so...
Well, that's
your jeans gave me
that's
my weapon,
that's
so thanks
weapon.
For that.
His weapon of choice.
Well. Football doesn't get much more important around these parts outside of a Michigan or Michigan State game. The Lions are one team that can bring all the divergent college football fans together. The college regular season is over, and your Detroit Lions are playing meaningful December games? Nobody would have believed it after a 1-6 start and the disasters of the last few seasons, but they are winners of 5 out of 6, moral victories of 6 out of 6, and they have pushed themselves into the national sports focus. They hope to be the Cinderella NFL team of 2022 and get that glass slipper. However, if Dan Campbell and the rest of the Lions want to take home their prince, the playoffs, they pretty much have to win out. No game in the remaining 4 will be tougher than this against the New York Jets. Both teams are fighting for a spot in the postseason. Let's go ahead and preview our week, this week's game. How'd I do? That was pretty good, right?
That is very good.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, take it away.
It's your Detroit Lions at 6-7 versus the New York Jets.
Jets.
Let's go!
Even, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm pretty sure that, remember the Jets guy, the firefighter?
Yeah.
Fireman Ed? I don't think he's a Jets fan anymore.
What?
Huh? Wait. Edwin M. Anzalone.
Huh? Wait.
Is he? Wait a second. Is he part of, in November 22nd, 2012, during a Thanksgiving night Jets blowout loss to the Patriots, Ed left the game at halftime and deleted his Twitter account, and he has retired.
Oh, my goodness.
He's retired. But is his kid Alex Anzalone?
I think not.
Probably not.
Okay. All right, back to the preview. We're playing the Jets, Jets. They are 7-6. We're playing on December 19th. 18th. 2022 at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. They are on the CBS. That's right, the CBS.
They're on
network.
CBS. That's crazy.
Who can forget the CBS football introduction with the great Brent Musburger? and, of course, Phyllis George, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Who can forget those guys? That's CBS, folks, and our game is on CBS, the old NFC. Those of you older folks like myself, remember when CBS was the go-to station for Lions football, but not anymore. But this week, it is CBS because it's the JETS, Jets, and they are an AFC team, so it is not on Fox. Your announcers are Ian, not Ian Eagle. He's the play-by-play like guy. Charles, we're getting like a kind of a top crew there, don't you think? Ian Eagle?
Yeah. I like Ian.
Sure. He sounds like he's done it before. Charles Davis, he's an analyst. And Evan Washburn, he's your sideline reporter. He'll be getting all the details on what's going on down there. Okay, so we're looking forward to hearing from Evan Washburn. Your official crew, it's the Craig Wahlstatt crew. And you say, well, who's the Craig Wahlstatt crew? They were the crew that did the Vikings-Buffalo game earlier this year that ended with all kinds of insanity, if you remember. They missed two big calls during that game. So look forward to it. The only thing that I saw in here that could be important official-wise, Craig went to Washington. The umpire, Steve Woods, number six. No, he's been around for 6 years. He's number 54. He went to Washburn, Wabash. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Your down judge, he's never happy. He's very sad. Jim Mello, number 48, 19 years. He's a sad man. Went to Northwestern. The line judge, number 37, Trip Sutter, fourth year out of Nebraska. Your field judge, number 60, Jeff Shears, his first year out of Denver. He's a professor. Side judge, now this is the one that could be huge. Side judge, number 21, Jeff Lamberth. His 21st year as a professional official, he went to Texas Agriculture and Military, A&M, the same school as Dan Campbell. So I'm thinking he's going to be looking after his boy.
Hometown hero.
Okay, yeah, hometown hero. The back judge is Grantis Bell, number 27. He went to West Virginia. He's a school counselor. The replay official is Kevin Stein, his fifth year out of Alabama, Birmingham. He's a regional sales manager. And the replay assistant is Gavin Anderson. He went to Green River. And don't F with him. He's a police officer. Okay?
He's a police officer.
So Gavin Anderson, he's the one leaning over the shoulder of Kevin Stein going, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
What do you
think?
What do you think?
What do you think? Can I try? Can I touch that? Yeah. So those are your officials. And I know that that's big, but you got to watch out for this crew. They've had some missed calls. So here's hoping that we don't have any missed calls in our game. As long as they go in our favor, they can have all the missed calls they want. Okay? You want to do the injuries, sir? You want to start?
Sure.
Okay, injuries. Yeah. Your Detroit Football Lions. Take it away, Cub.
So, ruled out.
Out.
Guard, Coyote Awasaka.
OUT spells out.
OUT spells out. Okay. Coyote Awasaka. Awasika? You know what? There's only one way to settle this.
There's only one way. Uh-oh. I think
copy.
Uh-oh. Paste it into Google. Let him pronounce
pronunciation.
It.
I've already looked this up, apparently. howtopronounce.com. Great.
Okay. Not the first time.
Awuzika.
Awuzika. How do you say his first name?
Wait a second. There's two different pronunciations.
God damn it.
Awuzika and Awuzika.
Damn it.
His first name's Coyote.
Coyote, like peyote?
Yes.
Okay.
And Awuzika, like ayahuasca. He's just a drug guy.
He's okay. Got an ankle. All right. Ankle. His ankle's hurt.
Do you want to do this or do you want me to do this?
Shit. I'm sorry. Boys are cranky. Cranky.
Just kidding.
Today.
Just kidding. Relax.
He's joking. I'm sorry.
Have a joke. Yeah. Come on. Have a laugh. Right? It's coming home, right? Oh, wait.
Not this time.
Linebacker, Derek Barnes. Purdue great, right?
Yep, Purdue great, Derek Barnes.
He's got a knee.
Every time he seems to get going, he gets hurt. Poor guy.
Doubtful. Defensive tackle, Michael Brock Brockers. Illness. He has not played much this year and has been a healthy scratch numerous times. He's gone.
He not playing.
Questionable. Fullback, Jason Kabinda, Ankiel. Limited practice Friday. He will go.
He'll go.
Edge, Aiden Hutchinson. Hutch. Illness. Limited practice Friday. He'll go. We're here. We're good. We're ready to go. Hutch, direct quote.
Direct quote from the Hutchmeister.
That the Lion got.
Asked him the question, and
cornerback Mike Hughes, illness. DNP Friday, question mark. Not sure
on that one.
Center Frank Ragnow, foot. Limited practice Friday. He'll go. No injury designation, good to go. Right guard Evan Brown, ankle. Left tackle Taylor Appendicitis Decker, ankle.
Yeah.
What a story, huh?
Huh? Appendicitis. Fuck that. I'm playing. Yeah. I just signed a huge contract. I can't not play.
Yeah, he can't not play. I mean, that's fair.
It bursts, he dies. But he stayed in there, and they gave him something.
An antibiotic. So he never had his appendix removed.
No.
Which is pretty crazy.
Can't they just stick a scope in there and I clip that thing
My
off?
Good friend from college had appendicitis.
They hurt like a feathermucker.
It was our freshman year. We were in the dorms, and his appendix ruptured.
Ooh.
And he lived in the top bunk of the double-decker bunkers.
Yeah.
And he was in bed and, couldn't get out, and they had to, carry him out, basically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Alex. Thanks for listening to the podcast, buddy.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was in the hospital for, a week.
I understand his quote was, "Deal me out," when he left.
Yeah.
Deal me out.
Play me out, Peter. defensive back, Will Harris, hip. He good.
He good.
Safety, CJ Moore, shoulder. He good.
He good.
Let's talk about the Jets here real quick.
Okay.
Because this is an interesting thing, all right? What was the quote that...
Got him in trouble?
Quote that... Robert Salah, who was in line to be the next head coach of the Detroit Lions.
He's the guy I wanted, if you want to know the truth. But I'm happy.
I'm pretty sure everybody wanted him.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Dan Campbell came out of far left field, in my opinion. So
yeah, it seems that way.
Zach Wilson, as everybody knows, had a little bit of an attitude issue when taking responsibility for a loss where he played not so good.
Yeah.
And Salah this week said he's still the kid that went 18 for 18 in a college bowl game.
Yeah.
That's
a great quote there. So
I guess we'll be there.
The one thing to remember about Zach Wilson, despite his dating habits, he's 5-2 as the starter this year. Okay.
He is.
I'm just saying.
He is. It also doesn't help when your entire team wears Mike White shirts.
That was not good either. And he was he was on the practice squad.
Yes.
So.
And also Mike White went to 10 doctors to try to get cleared for this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Let's doctor shop.
Somebody give this guy a green card to go.
Somebody say that it doesn't matter how many concussions you get. Okay.
Did you see the hit? The really bad one?
No, I heard he got broken.
Oh my
too.
Gosh. It looks like when somebody dies in battle and the biggest, strongest guy puts him over the shoulder and they kind of fold the letter U. He got speared and just as he lets go of the ball, he gets hit in the stomach and his whole body just
folded
like a cot, you know? It was bad.
It still can't beat the shot that kid from TCU took in that Big 12 championship game.
Yeah.
But they didn't call targeting.
Yeah. The helmet came off or whatever.
Right in the face. Right in the... Just... And he just bounced up. I'm all right. That kid's tough.
Well, let's learn about some other Jets players.
Okay.
Wide receiver.
But they did say that Wilson would never play again for the Jets, but, you know.
Here we are.
There we are.
The Mike White era is over, and the Zach Wilson era has returned, so.
We'll see.
We're going to end his career, so. Anyways, Corey
We're
Davis.
We're going to break him.
Concussion, out.
Out.
Cornerback, I don't like, why is it like this? Braden Echols?
Brandon. B-R-A-N-D-I-N.
Reading's not my strong suit.
No.
Quad, he out.
He out.
Mike White, ribs, he out.
He out.
Quinnen Williams, calf, questionable.
Questionable.
And now the rest of these are just it's like an Excel spreadsheet, and the cell for
box.
Game status is just black box.
I took it off
so.
Twitter, okay? You know, I just was. But
Dwayne
these,
Brown,
no
tackle,
injury,
shoulder.
No injury designation, I think is what
they
call
this. Yeah, NID, no injury designation.
Yep.
George Fant, he's a tackle. Knee, NID. Mm-hmm. John Franklin Myers, defensive end, illness, NID. Mike Clemens, defensive end, knee, NID. So that would be two of their tackles and two of their DNs possibly playing. So,
no injury designation. They'll be in there.
Hey, Lion.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of the history of the game.
Oh, we did. Okay, here we go. The series is tied at 7-7, so this is not a game we play very often. The first time the Lions played the New York Jets was on November 23rd, 1972, Thanksgiving at Tiger Stadium. And the Lions, 37, the Jets, 20. If anybody that's following us on Twitter yesterday would have seen I posted a picture from that game of, I just want to kiss you, Susie. Mm-hmm.
Just the iconic clip.
Yes. Now I forgot his freaking name.
Joe Namath?
Joe Namath. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Namath. I can't. Susie, I want to kiss you. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
That poor woman put in that position. Now she just punched him in the nuts. Lions were leading 20-10 at halftime, but the Jets came back in the third quarter to tie it up at 20, and then the Lions put it away with 17 fourth quarter points. Joe Namath did throw a touchdown pass in that game, and Hall of Famer John Riggins had a 1-yard run. A lot of people remember him from playing for the Washington football team. So the first time, the Lions in 1972 were 7-4 after that victory. That might have been was that the year they lost the playoff game to the Cowboys 5-0? Oh, boy. Oh, well. The last meeting was on September 10th, 2018, and it was your Lions 17 and the Jets 48. This was on September the 10th. At Ford Field, 2018, the opening game of the year. Oh, boy. Would that been the first game of the... No, it wasn't the Matt Patricia era. Was Matt Patricia?
Yeah, it was.
But he wasn't... That wasn't his first game. Detroit went up 7-0 on a Cadre Diggs 37-yard interception return. Matt Prater kick. I'll have another! The Jets tied it up at 7 on an Isaiah Crowell 6-yard run. Then Jason Myers kicked a field goal. Robbie Anderson, 41-yard pass from Sam Darnold.
Christ.
17-7. Field goal, Matt Prater made it 17-10 at halftime, and people were thinking, we have a chance. Golden Tate, 24-yard pass from Matthew Stafford, made it 17-all. Then... the floodgates open. This is all in the... Was this all in the third quarter? It looks like it. Quincy Enunwa, 21-yard pass from Sam Darnold. Darren Lee, 36-yard interception return. Andre Roberts, 78-yard punt return, makes it 38-17. Field goal, Jason Myers, 41-17. Isaiah Crowell, 62-yard run, 48-17. Here's some stats for you. Sam Darnold, 16 for 21. This must have been his best game ever. 198 yards, QBR of 116.8. Matthew Stafford, 27 for 46 for 286, one touchdown and four interceptions. Oh, my God. Quarterback rating of 47.9. Welcome to the season, everybody.
But Matt Castle had a
2.8. Matt Castle went in. Must have been Matty got hurt.
It was 2 for 6.
14 yards. And an one interception. 2.8.
Fuck, I
think
8.
If you just run out there, you get 20. Here's some great names from Detroit Lions history. Theo Riddick, Kerryon Johnson, Matthew Stafford, Matt Castle, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah,
he
my
played
boy.
For us?
He was a dog for us.
A dog. Okay. Receivers. Kenny, overrated. Galladay. Golden Tate. Theo Riddick. Marvin Jones. Kerryon Johnson. TJ Jones. I'm sorry. Kerryon Johnson. Yeah. We had a lot of Jones. Levine Tulio. Who is that?
Me and Tulio go way
back. These are all players for the Lions. Hakeem Vallas. What? Who is that?
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody knows who that is, Dad.
Who knew this? That one of the Wilson brothers, Luke Wilson, played for the Lions. I thought he was just an actor.
So we're going to go into, this is my favorite segment. My new favorite segment is we just had the actual history of the game. This one we call the AI history of the game.
Oh, no. He's been typing away while I've been reading. I've still
the
got
Jets
one
and
more
Lions
game to
Lions have faced
cover.
Off against each other a total of 21 times in the regular season, with the Jets winning 11 of those games and the Lions winning 10.
Really?
They've also played each other once in the playoffs, with the Jets winning that game in 1982.
That would have been in the Super Bowl, because they were in the AFC and the Lions are in the NFC. I'm just saying.
The most recent matchup between the Jets and Lions took place in 2019, with the Jets winning the game by a score of 31-22.
Really?
Overall, the rivalry between the two teams has been fairly competitive, with both teams having their shares of wins and losses against each other. That's our first response. Let's see what our next response
is. This
is
called alternate reality sports.
Yeah, this is, and the question is,
but they lose even the alternate reality. I mean,
explain the history of the New York Jets versus the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Okay, it's typing. Okay, here we go. It always starts with where the teams play in, which is the NFL, and what division they're in.
Okay.
The Jets and Lions first played against each other in 19. Huh?
Did they get that right?
Well, the Jets are a member of the AFC and the Lions are a member of the NFC.
They got it right.
The AFC East and the NFC North, which is correct. The Jets and Lions first played each other in 1970, with the Lions coming out on top with a 27-14 victory. Since then, the two teams have faced off a total of 22 times, with the Jets winning 12 of those games and the Lions winning 10. So now they've played an extra game.
Ah, picked up one.
The Jets and Lions have some memorable matchups over the years, including a 41-38 overtime win by the Jets in 1997.
Who can forget that?
And a 23-20 victory by the Lions in 2010. In recent years, the Jets have had the upper hand in the series, winning the last three meetings between the two teams.
Okay.
Despite their competitive history, the Jets and Lions have never faced each other in the playoffs.
What?
However,
what?
Both teams have had success in the postseason, with the Jets making the Super Bowl four times.
What?
And the Lions making it to the NFL championship game six times.
What? I like this alternative. Did we win any Super Bowls in this alternative?
I don't know.
Universe?
I don't know.
Oh,
let's see.
Shit.
I'll do one more.
One more.
I'll do one more.
Oh, boy.
This, again, is my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
I wish that we had this in college.
Yeah.
Okay, two professional American football teams that have played each other in the NFL since the 1950s.
Whoa.
The Jets and Lions have a long time of competition, with the two teams facing off against each other on the field more than 50 times.
50 times?
They first played each other on November 20th, 1960, with the Lions winning the game by the score of 24-10. The Giants and Lions have played each other regularly since then,
with
the
Jets
winning 27
Jets?
Of the 50 games, and the Lions winning 22, and the two teams have also tied once. Throughout their history, they have each had their ups and downs, with both teams experiencing periods of success and failure. The Jets have had more success in recent years, reaching the playoffs several times, and even making to the AFC Championship game in 2010. The Lions, on the other hand, have struggled to consistently compete at a high level, although they have made the playoffs several times in their history and have won four NFL championships.
Okay.
Overall, the Jets and Lions have a competitive story rival that dates back more than 60 years. Despite the up and down, the games are highly anticipated and closely contested.
Okay. I don't like how it, as you searched over and over again, it became more based in reality.
Yeah.
It was not as much fun.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, that's great.
Have we won four NFL championships?
I think, 35, 54, 57. I think we got another one in there, 53, 54, something like that.
Funny.
I think we do have four NFL championships.
Okay. So it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Should we do one more just for fun?
Yeah. All right. S&G's. Go ahead. All right.
This one doesn't count. I don't know what we're counting it towards.
I didn't know some counted.
Okay. Yep. Okay. NFL, the Jets and Lions have a long history playing each other dating back to their first meeting in 1970. They met on October 18th, 1970 at Shea Stadium in Flushing, New York. The Jets won the game by a score of 20-10. Since then, the two teams have played each other 21 times. We're back to 21.
21.
One of the more memorable games between the Jets and Lions was a playoff matchup in the 82 season. The Jets, led by quarterback Richard Todd and wide receiver Wesley Walker, defeated the Lions by a score of 17-14 in a closely contested game. The Jets went on to make it to the AFC Championship that season, but ultimately fell short of the Super Bowl. In recent years, they have not faced each other as frequently, with their most recent meeting taking place in 2017. Where the Jets won by a score of 48-17, led by a strong performance by quarterback Josh McCown and wide receiver Robbie Anderson.
Josh McCown.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, there you go. There's your augmented.
There's your augmented reality.
Yes.
We ought to start a podcast called the Augmented Reality Football Podcast.
We just type in
history until we get where the Lions have won the Super Bowl.
That's hilarious.
All right, we're going to move on to the tweet of the week from Detroit Lions PR at Lions PR. This season, at Lions running backs have combined for elite production, ranking tied first in scrimmage touchdowns, 22. Tied first in rushing touchdowns, 19. Scrimmage touchdowns as opposed to rushing touchdowns. Is that counting receptions? Maybe.
Correct,
fifth,
David.
In scrimmage yards, 1,936. And sixth in rushing yards, 1,435. Just think, if we just had one running back we fed, he'd be Hall of Famer. Well, really, that is pretty amazing, considering for 20 years we couldn't
even get 100-yard rushing.
Couldn't get 100 yards in a game total. And that went on for years. So, yes.
Reggie Bush was the one for the longest time.
Yes, Reggie Bush was one. And then James Stewart, who they brought in after Barry retired, he was good. And then he got hurt in a preseason game, and that was the end of James Stewart. I think, and he separated his shoulder.
Kerryon Johnson becomes Detroit Lions' first 100-yard rusher since 2013. This article was posted on September 23rd, 2018.
Jeez.
It was five years.
Yeah.
Had and gone 70 games in the regular season without a 100-yard rusher.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, we beat the Patriots that day 26-10.
Oh, wow. The good old days. All right. We're going to move on to the Cub betting corner. This is really everybody's favorite part of the show.
This is where everybody comes in and listens up, really. Everybody kind of, you know, just comes to this portion.
Yeah,
so
this is the part everybody looks forward to. All right, last week, your Lions-Vikings, which was what? I didn't put the score in. What was the final score? We won by 12, right?
Yeah, it's like
32-21.
22-20-something.
I think we won. I don't
know. Where am I?
What happened?
What happened?
Okay, doesn't matter. Last week, the Cub predicted Lions 42, Vikings 17. He predicted a bushwhacking. He took the Lions, given the 1.5. He win.
$8.77.
Thank you very
much. We won
much.
34-23 last week.
Okay, 34-23. Great. The Lion, myself, I predicted 27-24 Lions. I took the money line. I won $8.06.
Hey, you're almost out of the red.
I'm almost out of the red. Oh, boy. Well, all you had to do was take the spread for the last.
As a podcast, we're positive.
As a podcast, we're up like 40-something dollars. Okay, overall record for the Cub. He is red hot because the Lions are red hot in the cover. What happens? Good teams win. Great teams cover. The Cub is 9-4 on the year. I mean, really, you should get yourself a 900.
If only I followed my own betting advice.
Get a 900 number and start giving out those picks. $24.99 gets you the pick. Our lock of the millennium. The Cub is up $46.46. That's crazy. As for myself, I am still following the trend of the Lions. I'm 6-6-1. I'm still down $4.74. Okay, we're going to go over the Cubs' crazy bet of the week from last week. What do you say, Cub? You want me to rattle them off and you will?
And they both lost, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, it's always better to hear you go yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah, okay, yeah, of course, we'll do that. Let me pull up the schedule here. Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right, we got the Let It Fly. Patrick Mahomes, over 270.5 passing yards.
Let's see here. Let me pull that game up. Patrick Mahomes had 352 yards.
Boom. Joe Cool Burrow, over 280.5.
This is where? 239.
Jared Allen, over 252.5 passing yards.
252.5?
Yep.
Josh Allen had 147.
Five yards. I'm glad you didn't lose on just that. That would suck. Okay, yeah. Pay dirt leaders.
Yeah.
Jay Williams, ATTD.
No.
Nick Chubb, ATTD.
I
think he might have had a touchdown.
No.
All right, wrong again. T. Kelsey, ATTD. That'll give people a headache. Anybody listening on headphones?
No. That's a three strikes. I'm fucking out.
Wow. 0-3. All right. These odds are as of 10:32 this morning.
Yeah.
I know that the Jets were favored. Then the Lions were favored. And then this morning, Detroit is the underdog. 1 point. Detroit getting a point. At a -114, that pays $8.77 on a $10 bet. New York, given the one, -106, paying $9.43. The over is 43.5. 43.5, -108, pays $9.26. The under, of course, 43.5, -110, pays $9.09. The money line, New York, -110, pays $9.09. Detroit, -106, pays $9.43. And it's my turn to pick first.
Yes, sir.
Ah, man, I really think our defense is coming to play. That's what I think.
Zach Wilson sucks.
I'm going to say New York, 13.
13? How do you even get there? Missed extra point, I guess.
Seven and two field goals.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Then there's that. And the Lions. Holy smokes. 41. 41-13.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's 54 points, right? That would be over. I'm going to take Detroit. Let's see what pays more. If you take the one,
run that money line.
I'll take the Detroit money line. There it is. Detroit
Jets
money
12.
Line. What is going on? Why is my phone blowing up? I turned the sound down on it. For the love of Mike, come on, you guys. Stop texting me. I'm on a group text thing and it's freaking blowing up. Okay. Sorry. All right, what do we got? What? What is this?
There.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah, New York 12, Lions 42.
40? How do you get 12? What do you got, four field goals?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're going to take the Lions plus the one.
Yeah, I thought about taking the over, but I was like, let's go smart, but the Lions are going to win. You took the money line.
And that pays 877, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need the win as much as you do.
No,
so.
You don't. And there's nothing that pays huge money, so we just go. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. I could have went New York minus one, but they're not going to win. So.
All right.
Yeah. Same payout as Lions money line. So
43. All right. Going on to the Cub crazy bet of the week.
All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. This one's going to be, it's the free money bet of the week. There's no way this loses.
Oh,
these are all anytime touchdown scores.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Nick Chubb.
After last week's debacle, he's doing it again. Tell me how this doesn't win, right?
Yep, Stephon Diggs.
S. Diggs.
Oh, some of these are to... Oh.
Oh.
Well,
the Cub is as surprised as anybody.
Justin Jefferson's game started at 1:04, so, or 1 o'clock. So. And then the last one here will be Jamal Williams, ATTD. So by the time you're hearing this, you can't take this bet, but I'll make
like
sure that
anybody
next ones
does.
You
this is purely for entertainment purposes, the crazy bet of the week. That's why they're called crazy. What does it
plus,
pay?
Plus 1,177.
1,177. All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
next.
I probably should have looked into that before.
Probably should, but when do you ever?
Who cares?
There you go. Oh, now wait a minute. This is some serious shit here.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay, hold on a second.
Hold on. I put 2 hours into show prep. The Cub puts 2 seconds. That's okay.
Be nice, please.
I'm just being facetious.
Yeah,
I think we need to talk more about our personal stuff. So that if anybody's listening,
I'm gonna get in trouble.
What? What? I agree with it. I agree with it.
Okay.
Anybody have any advice on regrowing hair? Anybody?
The app wasn't working. Sorry, I'm switching apps.
What? App? I thought that you researched and did this yourself.
I do research, but what I'm saying is that sometimes the apps don't work so that I can see I need to see the odds, Dad.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Come on, guys.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. This one's going to be crazy.
Okay.
This one's going to be crazy.
I can't wait.
Crazy.
What's it called?
No. This one's going to be crazy. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. This one is gonna be crazy. Okay.
I'm just finishing it up here.
Oh, okay. We got all day. Be crazy. Nobody,
yeah, nobody's in a rush.
I can always edit this, I suppose.
No.
People like to see how the sausage is made.
All right. Here we go. Five legger.
Fire away, kid.
Falcons plus four.
Falcons plus four.
They play the Saints.
Okay.
Kansas City minus 14 and a half.
Kansas City minus 14 and a half. Who are they playing?
The Texans.
Oh, didn't we talk about this after Dallas gave 17 or something?
All right. You know what? Fine. Fair. We'll switch it. Texans.
Plus the 14 and a half.
Texans plus 14 and a half.
That's Houston. Houston. Okay, that's much
Eagles,
better.
Eagles minus nine.
Who are they playing?
The Bears.
I don't think Justin Fields is playing.
Justin Fields. I don't think Fields will play the rest of the year, in my opinion.
Really?
But I don't
Ooh, that's
know
a
anything.
Boom hot take.
I mean, why would you play him? Your season's over, just tank.
Well, why would they play him at all ever? Their seasons are always over. But then again, why did we play Matthew Stafford for 10 years? All right.
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Minus 3.5.
Minus 3.5 against.
At Tampa Bay.
Ooh, and Tampa, he needs a win.
Yeah, he does. But
he really does.
This week.
Okay.
And then left hand up, who are we? Commanders minus 4.5.
Washington. To the New York Football Giants. They're at home, obviously. Washington. They have to be.
Believe they are, yes.
Yeah. We'll just assume they are. Okay.
Yeah, no, they are. So that's plus 2,458.
Man. Plus 2,000. What was it?
458.
Now, you changed the Houston game in there?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay.
To 14 and a half.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
That's a minus 110. A plus 14 and a half.
Minus 110. Okay.
Every bet on this is minus 110 except for the Commanders.
Yeah. That's Excuse pretty. Me. Yeah.
They're minus 108.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, plus 2,458.
They're trying to get their juice, their VIG.
Bubba.
That's how it all works.
Uh-oh. What are you getting all fired up about? Wee!
Stay with us, Cub.
And then I think we'll do one last one.
What?
And
we're going to have three this week?
Yeah, this one will be for international football. Okay.
Okay.
That's the name of this bet. International football.
Got it.
Dash, goodbye the World Cup. Goodbye Qatar and the Emir.
Goodbye Qatar. No, that ain't right. How do you spell Qatar?
Yeah, Qatar. No U.
No U. Qatar. No U. Okay.
There is a U, though. I like you.
Right, so... I like that. That's a good one.
So this is either Lionel Messi or Kylian Mbappe to score the first goal of the game.
Messi or how do you spell Mbappe?
M-B-A-P-P-E. And Messi's with two S's.
M-B-A-P-P-E.
P-P-E, yep.
M-B-A-P-P-E. Is it Messi with one S or two?
Two.
Okay.
Messi, first goal.
First goal.
Yep.
Okay.
Plus 300.
All right. Is that just a single bet?
That's just the bet, baby.
Plus 300. Okay. All right. Well.
France is under, a lot of people have gotten sick. So
oh, their
really
team's got
be,
illness?
Yep. Yeah. If you want to get horny, you can get really wild. And I would take Argentina. They're a minus 112 right now to lift
Argentina.
The cup.
Argentina.
Yeah.
It's hard. So, can both teams lose? Is that possible?
I mean, I'd really like Messi to win a World Cup.
Oh, okay. Well, plus, what's his name died? So, you know, He's playing Maradona, with a heavy heart.
Cocaine Cowboy.
Yeah, the Cocaine Cowboy died.
So
hard
it's really
to believe. I
how...
thought he lived to a ripe old age.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy to how soccer does betting. So there's to lift the cup, and then there's money line. So
what's the difference?
To lift the cup, like, I guess includes, let's see here, to lift the cup. Let's do a little read more here. Wager covers regulation time, extra time, and penalties. Home team refers to the first country listed. Away team is the second country listed. Okay. And then there's a money line, which is wagers based on 90 minutes plus any injury time. So extra time and penalty shootouts do not count.
Oh.
So you could take a tie in regulation for plus 200.
Tie in regulation. I would be in favor of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, yeah.
And then there's tie, no bet. That's kind of one of my other favorite
tie,
ones.
Tie, no bet.
So that if it's a tie, then you just get your money back.
But there's, during regulation.
Yeah,
somebody's
going
to win.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
They used to play again if they tied, so, you know.
What a time.
Those
Another fun bet is, let me see if they have it on here, is corner kicks.
Okay.
How many corner kicks are going to be in the game? Let's see if that's in here. Corners, yes. Corners. Number of corners, under 8, over exactly 8, or over 8? Ooh, exactly 8 is a plus 550. Wow.
You know this is an American football podcast, right?
Yeah, but the World Cup's ending.
Yeah.
It's coming home, right?
Besides you and I, nobody cares.
I'm pretty sure our two big listeners, one is from England, who likes soccer.
But England's out.
And then we have our number one chiropractor.
Our number one, number two, and number three chiropractor.
All
Don't forget, we've gotten
100.
Some new listeners this week due to our crossover podcast we did.
Yeah, thank you again to Alan over there at the Friendship
it was
News Hour
a
podcast.
A lot of fun. We're going to try to do
really
more.
Fun.
We're going to try to do more of that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of crossovers.
A lot of crossovers. We're going to be on Barstool here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to do a crossover with them. Dave Portnoy is going to join us,
Let's finish things off with a nice little bow here. Huge win Thursday for the San Francisco 49ers. It was 21-13 Seattle. Big Cock Brock, back-to-back W's.
Brock Purdy, undrafted, right?
No, Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, he was the last guy drafted?
Yep.
So everybody passed on him 14 times. Rookie, he looked like he knew what he was doing.
He's like the first rookie to win his first two starts by a combined some stupid stat. But
still, he looks like he knows what he's doing.
I think it also has a lot to go, like, I mean, this is, you could say this about a lot of things, but when you think about Kyle Shanahan's offense there for San Francisco, it's just kind of like a plug and play. I also think that the trade for Christian McCaffrey is huge for them.
Oh, boy, is it?
It's really giving them like an actual true running back.
He's
been
good.
Using Debo Samuel in that hybrid back role, but
he's due to get hurt, but he is
sure.
It is huge.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I guess we forgot that San Francisco had George Kittle. Their defense is really pumping. They won their division today.
What happened to McCaffrey's brother who played for Michigan? Remember him?
Yeah, I do. He probably just faded into...
Is he paper or plastic at the Kroger out there somewhere?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. So
he's probably a junior college all-star somewhere. Okay.
We need a couple things to go our way. So
what we got to do to put a bow on this thing, what we got to do is win. Just keep winning, and it'll all work out.
It's a one-game season for the rest of the year.
We're in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
Every game is the playoffs now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exciting. It's fun.
It's so exciting.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Again, I found it funny during Taylor Decker's interview on Part of My Take. They told Taylor Decker that the Lions' favorite wins was the 3-point loss to the Eagles and the 3-point loss to the
Buffalo
Bills. So,
yeah,
you know, they asked him a lot of really good questions about like what is really, you know, who's the best player right now on the team, and he said Jared Goff has just really stepped up, and just how much Dan Campbell instills this confidence into them as a team. It's easy to buy into
the culture.
Him, and they really like him. And I mean, that O-line is a top five O-line in the league right now, and they're really clicking. And
yeah,
you know, it's
if we can keep our right
and the
guard
other thing
healthy.
Is that they talked about was the luck of staying healthy.
Yep.
You know, like the unluckiness of getting injured. I mean, even Taylor Decker was talking about his finger injury. He was like, look, dude, I was blocking somebody, my finger got caught in a penny, he rolled and my finger snapped. Like, the chances of that happening are very slim to none. So yeah, just super
interesting.
We'll
see what happens. It's exciting times.
Either way, this is really setting up for a really nice year next year. So
then
the real pressure's on.
Yeah,
right?
Because then you're this gonna, year there's gonna still be no pressure to win.
Yeah, there's no excuses next year. So, and I really like, I feel like I talked about this last podcast, but my favorite thing that was said was, will you trade up? They were asking Brad Holmes, hey, will you trade up to, you know, to the number one pick? He said, yeah, I'll trade up and draft Jared Goff. So if Goff was in the draft, I'd trade up and draft Goff. So
is anybody going to say, hey, our quarterback sucks? Nobody's going to say that.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
I'm a big Goff believer. I have been since the start. I saw that photo of him in the what's it called? He was wearing that varsity jacket.
Ever since you saw his girlfriend jumping up and down is when you started liking Jared Goff.
Yeesh. Well, when you got some sweater hams like that, it's hard to be upset. So
sweater hams. All right. Yeah. I think that's it. Don't forget, we're on the Twitter. We're
click
on
the Amazon link. Oh, Christ, it's Christmas.
Come on, we should be swimming in money. We'd buy new microphones. We'd sound way better than we do, even though I think we sound pretty good, to tell you the truth.
We'd get a different monitor for sure. Just get a simple Go XLR monitor, apparently. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then there's
I'd like to feed my cats.
Yeah, got to feed your cats. Yeah, got to feed me. It takes a lot to keep this engine going, all right?
Yeah, and I love my dad, so.
Oh, well, I love my son, and we both
And as
need...
we're coming into the holiday season, like, you know, it's going to get... Let me pull up the calendar real quick, because the schedule's going to be interesting next week. So we play on Christmas Eve.
Correct.
I don't know. Are we going to... I guess we're going to... So we're going to have to do a preview on the 23rd.
Yes, Friday, okay. The 23rd.
Friday.
23rd. So we're going to have to show Monday, show Friday.
Show Monday, show Friday.
There it is, everybody.
There you go, everybody. Calendars. There's the schedule. No extra show this week.
No.
No.
No, no. Unless so we hear something from Barstool.
Yeah.
No. If they call, we'll try to squeeze them in. Okay?
Or what's that other one I really like as well? The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick? He's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, we're, you know.
Either way.
If it's Pro Football Focus, they can kiss my ass.
Yeah, fuck them.
I hate Pro
Maybe Football. Pride of Detroit will have us on.
Yeah, maybe. There we go.
Eric Schlicht.
Yeah, Eric. We love his work. We love all their work. That's their go-to place. We're going to say this, and there is no promo code. We're going to give out a free one here. Pride of Detroit. They do good work.
.com.
They
do really,
really do
good work, and they make our lives easy. So,
hell yeah! Imagine if we had to do our own research instead of just reading their shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, they're not the only place I go, but Pride of Detroit. Yeah. Good stuff. In fact, we didn't really just read their stuff verbatim today for a change. So
yeah, we used our AI to help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make it better, but you know that's what
we
did.
But it makes it a better reality. Okay. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
We'll
have a good weekend.
Game.
Go Lions.
Okay. Roar!
Roar!
Oh, it's exciting times.